You're listening to 英语优选 AU English.
Today's keyword is fluency. F-L-U-E-N-C-Y. Someone who is fluent in a particular language can speak the language easily and correctly. 流利流畅 Here is an example. Fluency in spoken English is essential for those who want to study in the UK.
对想要去英国留学的人来说，讲一口流利的英语很重要。对于如何练好英语口语，大家都很好奇。刚好呢，看到了一篇文章是讲有关于英语口语的，在这里跟大家分享一下。
Here are some tips that will help you speak English better than ever. Number one, accept that English is a weird language.
首先你要知道，英语是一种非常奇怪的语言。
Sometimes you can find patterns in English grammar, but other times, English doesn't make sense at all.
语法这种东西若有若无，无法捉摸。
Sometimes English is just weird and unexplainable. So, a good memory is very useful when talking about learning English. Practice makes perfect.
每周花一天时间拼命地学习几个小时英语，并不会让你的口语有很大提高。
The better way to quickly improve your English is to spend at least a few minutes practicing it every day. If you want to speak English fluently, you need to make it an essential part of your daily life.
比如你可以每天听听英语优选的节目呀，然后跟着读一读。
Number three, you are an English speaker. Stop thinking of yourself as someone who is learning English.And start thinking of yourself as someone who speaks English.
遇到自己会说的英语的时候，就堂堂正正地讲出来。自信对于学英语来说非常非常的重要。
This also means you need to start thinking in English.
比如你看到一辆公交车，你可能先要在脑子里获取到中文信息，然后再寻找相对应的英文。这种中文转化为英文的过程，也会影响英语的熟练程度。
Instead, try imagining a picture of a bus, and then just think about the English word bus.
这很难，也很需要时间。
But real fluency happens when you stop mentally translating conversations. Number four, remember the answer is in the question.
答案就在问题里。
If someone asks you a question, and you are not sure how to answer, start by thinking about the words used in the question. For example,Does he blah 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 blah? And then you can answer yes, he does. Can she blah blah blah? And then you can answer yes, she can. Is it blah blah blah? And you can say yes, it is.
问问题的人其实就已经把答案给你了。只要你认真听并且能记住他说了什么，考试的时候这一招超级管用。
There are a lot of simple ways, and you can make good use of them to make it easier to remember the right words.
这期先说到这里了，下期我们接着聊。
Talk to you next time.